Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because Schefter was saying, so remember that was the report that he showed up to the facility late and with a hamstring injury. And then the next day.
A hamstring injury that he didn't have the day before.
Yeah, but no, right. But the next day Schefter was saying his hamstring's fine and he could play Sunday. That's what he said. So who knows?
Okay. Do you need him right now?
No, you don't need him. I just really selfishly want to see him.
Yeah, I get it. I've
waited this long for Josh Gordon on the Patriots. It wasn't even official until today.
No, the way things are going. Found him.
I feel good about it.
We found
good.
A guy
good.
Wearing
good
a number 10
Let's
jersey.
Let's see it. Yeah. Let's see this guy.
I sincerely hope it works. I don't think it will.
That sounds like a Debbie Downer.
I think
track record tells you.
You guys are both
it's
glass
not going
half
to.
Empty.
Steve's
on my side. Steve thinks it's going to work.
I think there's something there that's going to make it work.
I think it's going to work for this season. I do. There's no way you can commit to another year. There's no like that's he. If there's ever been a guy who is day to day, it is Josh
yes.
Gordon. So
yes.
He needs to get through this season and see what happens. So they're hoping for now to February. Can you get 5-6 months out of this guy? That's all you're looking
for. I'd bring in Randy Moss to talk to him. Randy Moss loves the Patriots, loves Belichick, loves Brady.
Already happened.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill asked him to talk to him.
Give him a call. Not the same. You know, obviously not the same thing. Randy's issues were, his antics.
He liked a little weed too.
He did. But
he didn't get suspended for it.
Right.
Not in the pro level.
No. But. That's a guy who took what he basically was floundering in Oakland and was able to
have the greatest single season
brilliant.
Ever. Yeah.
You know, how about Randy Moss talks to him and said, look, here's what these guys can do for you. Here's
this quarterback there, and that coach, this is what they did for me.
And that Josh McDaniels kid over there, too, he's pretty good, too. So
the other thing Joe Banner said this morning, which jumped out at me based on, you know, what we know about Tom Brady and the Patriots offense. Joe Banner said he's not a good route runner. He's not real precise on running his routes. That's not going to get you in good stead with number 12 very soon.
Shut up, you. All right? 87 catches, 1,660 yards. His second year in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. Name was quarterback?
It was Whedon, Campbell, Hoyer.
There you go.
It was three quarterbacks who were
there
all awful.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't care what route. But what Banner also said is he's essentially always open.
Yeah.
Because if you throw it to him, even if there's no separation, he will go up and take it from anybody.
Well, no, that's what Banner said. Basically,
right.
He
kinda
used
like Gronk
his physical gifts.
Right.
He's so big, he's so strong that, you know, he could still take the ball away from you.
But he's saying like his down the field ability, even though he's not as fast as a Randy Moss or he's not as fast as even a Brandon Cooks, he doesn't need the separation. He'll just rip the ball away from you, and he could do that where other guys can't. Like he almost looks like a tight end, but he's faster.
The problems, the fact that you had 87 receptions with that quarterback crew,
amazing.
Is just ridiculous. That translates into 138 with Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. And every time a team in 2013 played the Browns, who were you going to try to take out?
Right,
just him.
Nobody else. Just him.
And he still led the league in receiving yards.
But I got listen. The narrative around here, Stephen, maybe it's wrong. What we hear is Brady wants you to be in a specific spot at a specific time.
Yes.
If the plan is for you to break it off at 6, don't break it off at 8.
Yep.
And if this guy doesn't do those things, does Brady take one look and go, he's not where I want him to be?
Well,
forget it. I'll look somewhere else.
No, because Brady will throw the ball in his general area and he'll get it.
Yeah, my prediction would be, especially early on, he might not get a lot of third down throws. He might not feel comfortable.
He won't trust him.
Yeah, but first and second, you're
Gronk,
taking a shot.
I got Hogan. Yeah. I trust them.
Yeah, and when Edelman returns, like those are the guys.
I got James White.
Yeah,
I trust him.
They're getting the third down throws.
I'm not revealing secrets when I tell you that super talent comes with some leniency in terms of how precise you have to be.
True.
I mean, if you're a Chris Hogan, and you've got to be precise and be somewhere where you're supposed to be all the time. Danny Amendola was a perfect example of it. All right, a guy who's reasonably talented, slightly undersized, but he would be where he was supposed to be when he was supposed to be there. guy like Josh McDaniels. I mean, I'm sorry, Josh Gordon McDaniels. Josh Gordon, you know, you can McDaniels can come up with some ideas for him. Okay, well, how about a little hitch and go? How about a go? How about a go and stop? How about a back shoulder to off the go route? Whatever it is, whatever it is. That level of talent, you find ways to make it work. Same thing they did with Randy Moss. Same thing. That was not the offense that they had in 06.
No, it certainly
not
was
not.
Not
even remotely. No, what do you do?
They made some changes.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
Well, I will say the one thing that jumped out at me from Belichick's comments that we played a minute ago was, you know, he's really smart. Gordon's really smart. He's picked up a lot.
That's what Nate Burleson said, too. He said football IQ. That, the guy's and, really and, smart. That's what he said. So he confirmed that.
It was
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to what Belichick said, he's picked up all that he can. You know, he's only been here 2 days. Today will be his third practice. So he's only been here 2 days. He's picked up all that he can in the amount of time that he's been here. Now, that indicates that that sort of plays off the whole Randy Moss thing.
Yeah,
who Belichick always said
ever.
Was that,
Josh
yeah. The,
is a, he's a smart kid. He's worked hard. He's picked up a lot. And,
and he said, similar, yeah. when Belichick started coaching Randy Moss, he said it, what he learned was that he was one of the smartest football players
he said,
he'd ever been
he
around.
He taught me stuff about, you know, playing that position and what to look for and things like that. So I don't know if Gordon's to that extreme, but still the idea that they're already saying what a smart player is, because I don't remember them saying that about Ocho Cinco. Like when he came in here, I don't think that was one of the adjectives for
and it,
Ocho.
It was fairly apparent when you saw him that
right
it wasn't
away,
one
like,
of the adjectives.
Right. Like he knew the Bengals offense and that was it. He just was not getting anything else.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Michael Irvin joins us an hour from now. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Steve DeAssi is in the house with us on this Patriots Friday. As you just heard during the open, the Red Sox did clinch the American League East last night. The banner is up at Fenway Park. It went up at 7:30 this morning. According to my Nesson colleague, Garen Austin, who was traveling with the team, obviously, she said it was a bit more subdued, the celebration last night. Now, she pointed out last year...
Last year was weird. It should have been more subdued last year.
Well, last year, but it was the last day of the season, and they were at home. You know, last night, you've still got a week left in the season. You got to travel after the game. You got to get on a plane and go to Cleveland. She said it was a bit more subdued last night. The attitude among the players, apparently, was, we still got a lot more to do here.
Good.
Which I like, by the way. I want that attitude.
It should be.
Agreed.
Yeah, because the goal was not to win the division. They won the division the last 2 years. That's great.
Plenty of those banners.
Plenty of those banners.
Hanging out on Mystic Valley Parkway.
First copy, second copy, wherever right. they happen to be. It doesn't right. matter. But yeah, this is a team that their goal, obviously, is to win the World Series.
And you heard a lot of that player comments after the game last night, Mookie and others, you know, saying, you know, this is the first step, but our goal is to win the World Series
right.
here. Which is exactly what I want to hear.
Which is the exact correct answer to give. Not even a question. You know, and you should have a somewhat subdued celebration because that's, okay, great. You won the East. Super. What else?
It was a goal, and it's an accomplishment. It's a long 162-game season. Good for you.
It was accomplished 2 months ago.
I was going to say, it felt like they had a huge lead for such a long time. They clinched the playoff spot. Even that, it felt like they had already
They're
clinched
about
the playoff
to clinch the best
spot.
Record in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there really isn't anything left to play for here until you start the playoffs.
But so many of these guys, you know, JD Martinez, Alex Cora, notwithstanding, so many of the guys have won the division the last 2 years only to get run out of the playoffs in a blink of an eye.
Right.
So they know that that's got to be different. So if they win the division series, even though still, you know, their work isn't done, I'm sure the celebration will be a lot more significant because that's a big hurdle that they need to get over.
Even though you have more to do, is there a feeling of accomplishment that you
get to take? I don't know. I think that when I signed that paper, you know, obviously the goal is a lot bigger. We know that. I know that. So, you know, this is part of it. Now we won the division. Like I've been saying all along, you know, we talk about the World Cup, you know, we got five penalty kicks now. So it's actually better than just one shot. Now it's home field, secure home field. And then obviously we go to the dance and win 11 in October.
World Cup? Well, he's saying it's like his equation to the World Cup was now you have five penalty kicks, where if you've got the Yankees and the Oakland A's are going to have one kick.
They got one kick at it. I got it.
And you don't want that. Now, you know, now you've at least got five opportunities because, you know, you're not playing in that
Oh, that's a crapshoot.
Oh, God.
Absolutely is. Season is done in a game. But I actually like it. I've talked myself into it. I'm a fan.
I like it if you're not in it.
Well, no, but even, I mean, yeah, you want to avoid it, but it's, you got to watch it.
League's
got
to love
it. It's high drama. Yeah. Yeah, it's great for the league.
Yep. Anytime you come down to one game, I mean, think about it. The game
seven.
Yeah, it's game
seven. It's an automatic game seven.
And now both the A's and the Yankees are thinking about, okay, who do we have to pitch in this game? Because if we win, then we got to go to Boston. You know, and that, then what do you do? I mean, it's the exact position you don't want to be
after. Yeah, but don't you have to worry about that when you get there?
Yeah, you have to throw your best guy.
Right. That wouldn't make sense to me. The idea that you're in a one-game playoff and you're trying to set your rotation.
You can't.
No.
You can't. You throw your best guy. And then even then, based on the schedule, he'll be back for game three. It's not like you won't see him. Like now, unfortunately, you might be down 0-2, but you're still going to get a chance to use him.
True.
Chris Sale win tonight, or... A Red Sox win tonight. Chris Sale starting.
Will he go five innings?
Yeah, they
might not even get a chance
to
win.
Well, let's hope. Red Sox win tonight. They clinch the best overall record in Major League Baseball, which means, as you just heard Alex say, they then clinch home field advantage, you know, all the way through, which is what you're looking for.
Right.
And frankly, if you don't have to pitch David Price in New York, that's not a bad thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ooh. For a long time, I've been a little worried that, you know, a series against the Astros, a series against the Indians are going to be really tough. Even if the Red Sox have a significantly better regular season record, it's not going to matter because, you know, once you get into a best of five or a best of seven. But then after this series against the Yankees, I don't know if you feel great about going up against them either. I know they got the best of them last night, but the first two games of the series they lose, and Price had gotten shelled every start but one against the Yankees this year. So even that, if the Yankees beat the A's, and that's your first round opponent, that's not a gimme either.
True.
And they could win 110 games or whatever it is and then still have a really tough first round opponent.
And that would send Red Sox fans into
tailspin. Oh yeah, Now look, if you lost a 7-game series to the Astros in the ALCS,
you really can't
nip and tuck, you'd say all right, you know. Or if you lost in the World Series in 6-7 games, you lose in the first round of the playoffs to the Yankees or the A's,
there is
no silver lining here.
None.
No. It becomes a point of a joke. It becomes a
You know, got the best record in Major League Baseball and gets bounced in the first round.
Very proud of you. Here's your pat on the head. Now move along.
Hat and T-shirt game.
Yeah, move along. Grown-ups are here. But that's been a fear now for over 2 months. That's been a fear of Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
And
Freddy scared Red Sox fans like Keefe.
Why wouldn't you
there's,
be?
There's a ton. I don't know if it's the we still have enough left of the old Puritan mentality of New England, but there's still a ton of people out there that think, all right, but you know, if they screw up in the playoffs, it's the worst part. You know, or they're going to screw up in the playoffs. Right. You know, but the problem is they've been so damn good that those thoughts surfaced way earlier than any time I've ever seen them before with the Red Sox. It was June when people were like, yeah, but if they don't do anything in the playoffs, this doesn't matter.
But because they had built themselves a lead they're clearly going to make the playoffs. Like this is obviously a playoff team. They're going to be there. So what's different about this year compared to last year or the year before?
Right.
And so that thought's been out there for a while because you haven't had to check the standings.
It's been out there before it ever came out before. Yeah. But I mean, you hear that sometimes in August, maybe
September now.
But to hear it in June, people are like, but what are the way, you know, I'm like, oh, good. Well, because that start, what was that ridiculous start there?
17-2?
17-1, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you've had a couple of months of, let's wait for the playoffs. Let's see what the playoffs do. And I don't know if that puts more pressure on you or not, but
I think there's a lot of pressure on them because they're the favorite.
I agree.
They are now, even with the Astros, even with the Indians and how good they've been recently and their playoff success, it's the Red Sox who are the favorite.
All right, I have good news and I have bad news for you, Rich.
You going to give me an option here?
Let's start with some good news.
All right, I like good news.
According to Mike Reese, tight end Rob Gronkowski, moving well at practice today.
Okay, yeah, because he popped up with an ankle injury yesterday.
Right. Which some people kind of downplayed and said, you know, they were just trying to make sure.
He'll
be fine. He'll be playing Sunday night. Here's some bad news.
Oh, I do not like bad news.
Not spotted at practice today. Safety Patrick Chung.
Mm-hmm.
Knew that.
Defensive end Trey Flowers.
Figured that. Mm-hmm.
Tight end Jacob Hollister.
This guy had a breakthrough last week.
Boy.
Making some big grabs. So Hollister's out now?
Not spotted at practice today. They
don't
look
again, Reese. He's probably out there.
Personal day.
Maybe he's just taking Friday off before the game.
One more piece of good news.
Is it about Josh Gordon?
No, no. The music playing during the stretching exercise.
Yeah, what do you got? Oh, classic. Uh-oh. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
You see what they were playing yesterday? Migos. They were my halftime show. Migos.
Well, this was the stretching tune yet today.
They were stretching to this? You get a lot of stretching.
Little like Sugar Hill Gang.
10-minute song. That's a lot of stretching.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get loose.
The song is 14 minutes and 45 seconds.
One of my great karaoke fails. I thought I could do it. Could not do it. Oh, it was a mess.
By yourself?
That's not easy.
No, I think I might have had somebody else up there with me, but I was just a mess. I was like sweating. It was really bad.
Just a mess.
I thought I could do it. I think I could only do part of it. And then I'm like, I'll do the whole song. Yeah, and then I was up there like sweating bullets, getting booed. It was a bad scene. It was a bad scene. Never again if I tried
it. So, Steve, the playlist. Is this a Bill Belichick production?
It's got
y'all Bon Jovi.
He's got a little more interest than just Bon Jovi. I mean, a couple other Jersey groups that he might.
You don't think he tried? You don't think this is on Bill Belichick's iPod?
It could be.
Maybe
it could be. I mean, we've all got some strange music on there, but this would be strange for Bill Belichick's character, maybe. But you know what? He's been around the locker room since well before the song was out.
True.
So I'm sure he's heard it plenty of times. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, like.
He remembers when this is the new single.
Yeah.
The new hot single.
Yep.
1980 was the release date of this. So it's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, 1980. That's when he graduated high school, yeah.
So this does kind of soften the blow that Hollister.
I was trying to end it on a high note for you.
Well, Hollister played, he had 14 snaps last week and he had three catches.
Yeah.
You know, if he put,
sounds like Josh Gordon might have 14 plays, three catches this week.
Imagine if he played like 40 plays.
It'd be incredible. Line him up anywhere you want. He's a Swiss Army knife out there.
He's the next Gronk.
You're really downplaying it, Steve. He's a nice player. You don't like Hollister?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. No, nice player.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about a guy. He's a nice player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. All right. He was trade bait. He was so good. They were trying to trade for him.
This is unbelievable.
By the way, you were counting on the
fact.
He almost traded him straight up for Josh Gordon.
Don't you sully the good GD name of Jacob Hollister. So you were counting on the fact that Reese was wrong, but Jim McBride also says Jacob Hollister not at practice today.
No injury cited yet? Well, we'll get that report later
not
on.
Till later.
As Bill will say, you're all looking forward to that. You'll get the injury report around 4 o'clock or whatever.
But Gronk's moving well. We didn't expect to see Chung or Flowers this week anyway.
Nope.
No. But it's
the
weird
fact
Hollister,
that Hollister's not practicing today doesn't make me feel good about Sunday.
No, and he didn't play week one, but then he did play week two, so he thought maybe that injury that kept him out of the last preseason game was maybe behind him, or maybe it's something new, but either way, that's too bad. Because you're not throwing the ball to Dwayne Allen. So if you want another...
Well, you could.
No, you can't. I mean, you just can't. It's like, it's not allowed. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
Hey, don't get on his side with this.
You're on the other side of the Dwayne Allen argument,
Dylan? He's a step below. What was that kid's
Scott
name?
Chandler.
The tackle? No,
oh,
the tackle.
Oh, Michael Williams.
Mike Williams.
Yeah.
He's
right there.
He's a couple meals away from that.
He really is.
You know?
One good steak down at Fred and Steve's, and he's over the top.
617-779-7937.
Paul's in Connecticut. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Musicals. Let's celebrate the Sox by playing some Boys Town, the Malden Band, which was a great band in the 80s, and in honor of the three guys that saved the Red Sox season by finding that banner. Because really, if they didn't do that, that would have been such a jinx.
I agree.
What would they have done? It would have gone down in history.
It would have been.
It would have.
Yeah, I know. It sure would have.
Saved the season.
I mean, those guys are like, they're not getting enough credit. I mean, I'm from Connecticut, but.
These guys aren't getting enough credit for brain cells?
These guys aren't getting enough credit. I'm telling you, when I left the trailer open on my truck and it fell out, these guys knew right where to be. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is the area you got to take into cultural differences into account because, like, I'm from Melrose, and I worked at the Hilltop and stuff, and those cows in front of the Hilltop.
They disappear sometimes.
Sure, sometimes they go.
The cows.
Cows would wander off. I mean, you can't keep them herded together.
What is it, Boys Town?
They would cut the feet off and...
This is from these guys are from Malden?
Norman Greenbaum.
This is Norman Greenbaum. Malden, Spirit in the Skies.
What?
He's from Malden?
Wow. Yeah. I did not know Norman Greenbaum was from Malden.
This is a one-hit wonder, right?
Friend's father.
But a really good hit one-hit wonder.
I don't know about that. I feel like by the end of the song, you're kind of done with it. I don't hate this song, but I would not say it's a great song.
That's a good way to put
by
it.
By the end of it, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm done with there's it. A few of those songs.
Yes, there. Oh, for sure there is.
Bohemian Rhapsody. By the end of it, I'm like, yeah, all right, okay, that was good. 7 minutes was good.
I can wait a few minutes. Wait a few weeks to hear that one again.
Like 90% of it, but like, yeah, all right, I'm good. Okay, enough. Wrap it up, boys.
It's probably fine.
617-779-7937. It's a Friday. It's
look out.
30.
Yes.
That means our week in review for Kiefer Madness is coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Self.
What?
Pleasure.
Who has it? You two.
I love hot wieners.
Any head lice, they'll die within 24 to 48 hours.
We call her the Mad Paper Pine Creek.
Here we go. It's a Friday. You know what that means. Week in review.
What it means
time
is that Diossi and Lucy both start in the open for the Madness today.
Well, they're both here today, nice, so it makes a lot of sense.
I love hot wieners.
Well,
very much.
Trust us, Lucy. That's never going away.
For that. Now, this week was really highlighted, I would say, by Josh Gordon. It's been Josh Gordon wall to wall. Now, on Monday, we didn't know if he was going to be on the team or not. We just knew that he was available for trade. The Browns were going to be moving on from him. And I, of course, was very in on Josh Gordon. I wanted the Patriots to acquire Josh Gordon. We had a caller, Matt, who was not as much of a fan.
Matt's in Wilmington. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I mean, you guys, these people are smoking and drinking the same things that Josh Gordon has been.
Well, I didn't really care for that. I didn't care
well,
for that.
Well, sometimes.
Line.
I mean, you do like your occasional beard.
I do.
When you're playing Fortnite and
I
stuff.
I do, but I pass on grass all the time. Now, this was also on Monday. Rob Ninkovich, who joins us every Patriots Monday, we were asking him, would he want Josh Gordon on the Patriots?
You know, I wouldn't. You know, I think that there's a certain amount of pressure and stress that come with playing with the Patriots and expectations. The Patriots here, I mean, it's definitely a stressful environment. It's not easy to play here. What is everyone saying?
Well, they're looking at him, but then they still have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, and Edelman's coming back. Those guys are more famous than he is. Maybe not Edelman, but Gronk and Brady are much more well-known than Gordon
I think it
is.
Just sends the wrong message.
I don't see why it's not worth the upside, because then even if he comes in here and say he lets you down again, or he lets himself down, really, okay, he's gone.
But then what's that say? What does that tell everybody else? Oh, we'll bring in a guy that's got a lot of issues.
They definitely will. You know that. You've been teammates with a bunch of these guys.
Yeah, but then
Kenny Britt had issues. They might bring him back in.
Again, but
Albert Haynesworth. Were you on the team for Haynesworth?
There's not many guys that have been suspended. How many times have you been suspended total?
I don't know. I mean, I know he missed a season.
Yeah, well, then he was suspended before that. Before you miss a season, you miss four games.
I know, but you make it sound like they've only brought in choir boys here, and you know that's not true.
I mean, I'm just saying that I don't think that he would be a great fit.
Steve, what do you think of that? What do you think of what Nick said?
He's probably not seeing as big a picture as what the Patriots do. They'll take – now, would he be against him giving him a chance? Give him a shot. Give him a shot.
Yeah,
it's a low risk scenario. Worst case scenario, cost you a few $1,000s. Big deal. But
I'm surprised he said that it would be a bad message. Like a bad message to the team. Like I think the team is gonna.
Well, I'll tell you what I think, and I'm speaking for Rob.
Yeah, sure.
And that may be wrong. What I think he's saying is here the message is always team first.
Right.
Team first. Team first. Team first. This guy's been the furthest thing from a team-first guy as you can imagine, having been suspended, seven times.
Right.
He's never put team first. He's always put himself first.
But I feel like the Patriots have always done all right, that's what that guy did on that team, but here, we're going to do it this way, and if it doesn't work, we're going to get rid of you.
And he could also be that guy that his drug and alcohol issues are what goes first, and sometimes that's really hard to overcome. And if it looks like it's going in the right direction, maybe he can be taught to put team first.
Now, on Tuesday, so that was Monday, and the deal went through, or so we thought anyway. We thought it went through Monday afternoon.
We weren't sure, but yeah.
But Tuesday was the first time we got to talk about what we thought was a done deal, and I was pretty excited.
The commercials we run about, lasting more than 4 hours, contact your physician.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a little concerned.
It is a real problem. What's that? Oh, did you say Josh Gordon to the Patriots, Dale? What a time to be alive. This is amazing. This, you knew there was a chance yesterday. We were talking about it. I wanted him. You didn't. Rob Ninkovich certainly didn't. And then you know who did want him? Bill Belichick.
Or did Belichick want him? Or did Belichick even have
but
him?
Does he? What?
We're at the same place with him that we were yesterday. We're in the process of working through it. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, it's a pretty vague and general question. I'd say in the end, we try to do what's best for the football team. I don't know any other way to answer it.
We're still working through some transactions on the team, so we'll have those for you when we start practice. You can ask, I can. We'll talk about it when it's done. If it's done, when it's done. Guess it has to be finalized, Tom. Any other questions? If and when it happens, I'm happy to talk about it. Okay, it's not completed. So I don't understand how we don't understand that. It's not when it's completed, it's completed. If it's not completed, it's not completed. And right now it's not completed. So, next question. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying it's not completed. It's a process. And when we're through the process, then great. We're in another situation. Right now, we're not through the process. Any other questions?
No, I think it's pretty clear now at this point.
So when did the plausible deniability of the physical run out? Was that Tuesday afternoon?
I think so. I think when the league announced it.
Okay.
When both teams and the league announced it, I think that's where.
But as it turns out, he may have been telling the truth.
Right.
Because he supposedly held up the deal with Cleveland and said, unless you send us a 7th-round pick with Gordon, we're reneging. We're out.
Right.
And so.
It was confusing.
It hadn't been done yet.
His
hold-up job of the Cleveland Browns hadn't been completed yet. They hadn't handed over the bag of cash.
Yeah.
So he wasn't lying. He was just wasn't giving the answers that some types want.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
What?
But he looked like a liar because everybody else in the world was saying the deal was done, including his own website. Patriots.com was announcing that the deal was done.
Did you check?
We got a press release.
Did you look at BillBelichick.com?
I didn't go there.
I'll just check that website.
It's on MySpace.
Yesterday, Dale, we got really an embarrassment of riches as it relates to callers. Just a whole bunch of them right in a row that were all very strong, including a guy who had a great analogy for me when talking about Joe Kelly.
I got a good one for you here, Rich. You'll like this.
Okay.
Joe Kelly is like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. In other words, you never know what you're going to get.
I like that. I like that very much. That is very true. Good one. Oscar winner, which never should have won.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump that year beat out The Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, Quiz Show, and Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
You guys were dwelling on the wrong
Four Weddings and
there.
A Funeral? Is that Hugh?
It's a good film, right?
What's his name? Hugh Grant? Is he in that?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Colin,
who? It was Colin Humphrey.
Colin Firth.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Good man.
That was a good movie.
Now, how about one guy?
What were the other ones? I don't remember the other ones.
Pulp Fiction.
We remember that one.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank, what was that? Was that?
No. More of a quick show. Now you're just toying with that.
What?
Forrest Gump should have won. But a good reference. You don't hear that one all that often. Now, another guy decided to take two issues and bring them to one.
I got an idea for you guys.
All right.
Good.
It's shot in the dark, but we're desperate here. I'm thinking kill two birds with one stone. You know, Kaepernick gets a job so he can stop whining, and we get a new relief pitcher in the bullpen.
Well, he might be better than Joe Kelly.
You want Kaepernick to pitch for the Red Sox? It was a tough stretch.
He might be better than Joe Kelly.
It was a tough stretch.
Now Kelly's not on a hot streak right now.
To complete the hat trick, this was all in 1 hour of the program yesterday.
Yeah, it was a real good hour. Can't wait to see the hourlies on that one.
The president of the United States, Dale, called in. So add him
to the
show.
Keith's in Dartmouth. Hey, Keith.
Listen, my associate Keith is no longer here. This is Donald Trump, okay? This abomination, this conspiracy of Kaepernick being on my team with my good boys, Robert Kraft, is just an abomination. Absolutely ridiculous. If they replace him with Tom Brady, I will absolutely clean house. My good people, I have good people, okay? My people will make them absolutely suffer. Their jobs will be gone. I'm making more jobs, okay? This is ridiculous. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President. Now, let me ask you guys.
I'll say the verbiage was good.
Yeah.
The delivery was awful.
Bye-bye.
I didn't think it was bad. Steve, what do you think?
I think you guys let that go on about 20 seconds too long.
I thought he was pretty
cool. That's fair.
Both times.
That's fair.
Both times.
Yeah, not only did we let it go too long when he was on, we just compounded it by letting it go too long.
Back. Yeah. Now it's back.
You did have a couple of the phrases, a couple of the...
Every once in a while.
The
like,
best people. I have the best people. Yeah, that was good.
But he used it 8 times.
He did that? Yeah, he did. He kind of went back to that. That's kind of all he has.
Didn't sound a bit like the president, did he?
Now, here's a classic case where I didn't know what the caller was saying. The caller also didn't know.
And
what
you always handle these situations so well.
I have matured since I've joined the show.
What?
We'll see.
I've noticed. I've seen that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Steve. There's a lot of growth. Let's see whose side you're on with this one.
Josh Gordon is a stellar athlete. He was born with attributes you can't teach.
Okay.
He has an issue with alcohol and drugs, just like the kid they brought in here from Arizona. A lot of people that have these issues that are athletes, they're given second chances.
Right.
Yeah, Gordon is
what's the point?
Your everyday receiver.
What? What's your... I'm sorry. I might be missing something. What's your point?
You're missing a lot, Keith. The thing is, a lot of people that excel have issues with alcohol and drugs. I'm talking about stellar.
You've said stellar 100 times, Louis. You're like, stellar. So stellar athletes, according to you, most of them drink and do drugs, apparently, is what you're saying.
Many.
But what's your point?
The point...
I don't even know if that's true, but let's say it is. What's the point? How does that relate to Josh Gordon? We know Josh. It's well documented with Josh Gordon. So you're saying what? He's getting another chance, so what?
Because of a great owner in Robert Kraft.
Where was that?
I don't know.
We condensed that too, by the way.
Oh, no.
We shortened that one because we didn't need to relive the whole thing. Stellar athletes about 20 times.
I need to get him
it.
Back on because I got to find out if I was stellar up until 28 because that's when
that stuff happened.
Sort of, stellar, all of a sudden, I was not. Code word, I wasn't stellar after age 28. Sorry.
You're missing a lot, Keith.
Yeah, I know that. But
You were stellar until 28.
Was that every good athlete is on drugs, it smokes, or drinks.
Tom Brady must be a wild man, huh?
And then you ask him 10 times what his point is, and he goes, Robert Kraft. And you're like, what?
That was a great answer.
If you say so, sir.
And he dropped the mic and left.
Yeah. Because of a great honor in Robert Kraft.
Okay.
Jonathan!
Goodbye. All right. There you go, Dale. There's all the week that was.
Oh, that's great.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Michael Irvin will join us after the top of the hour. We get back to your calls coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Deossi in the house, Sports Radio, WEEI.
You guys are smoking and drinking the same things that Josh Gordon had.
You're missing a lot, Keith.
Mark, screw you.
Back to more of Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
Red and yellow, the best ever. You're not going for it, huh? Not feeling the red and yellow?
I was, as a kid, you have to make a choice. You're either a Hogan guy or an Ultimate Warrior guy, and I was an Ultimate Warrior guy.
You liked real short matches, didn't you?
I think it was the color scheme and the face paint is what won me over. This guy, all he had was a leg drop anyway.
Which was more than Ultimate Warrior had.
No, he had the...
He was blown up as soon as he stopped shaking the rope.
The moveset was similar.
Well, very similar. It's Falls Count Anywhere Friday, as you can tell.
All bets are off.
And it gives Rossi an excuse to play all of his wrestling themes.
To spin the hits back there.
Terrible. Terrible music.
What?
Come on. Hey, wait a minute.
Just terrible. That's like... It would be bad if it was like... From Greatest American Hero or whatever, Great American, it's just terrible, just pablum, just.
No, Steve, you're telling me in the locker rooms back then, you guys weren't bumping.
Oh, you were cranking
and just
this.
Crushing weights.
I'm a real American. Come on, Steve.
You would have been
you were posing.
You would have been punched in the face had you brought this in. This is like this isn't even worthy of like sitcom material. It's just terrible.
I thought there'd be a lot of overlap between football players and wrestlers.
There is.
Fanny packs. There's a lot. Zubaz.
Listen, Fred was a wrestler. That's why.
There you go.
That's where he got that whole thing. Zubaz though, I did rock some Zubaz.
Of course
course you did.
Yeah. I had some. Yeah. Nelly got them for me.
Dude, you have any pictures awesome. Of that?
Steve Nelson, when we were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Nelly knew the guy who had the Zubas.
Yep.
He came with a box full of these things.
Amazing.
It was
red,
great.
White, and blue ones. Patriots
every,
ones are red,
every
white, and
color
those
are nice. You could think of.
Like, are those Bills or those Patriots?
Just horrify your family by wearing those out.
You know who else Nelly brought to the program? We were doing the show together there at the Super Bowl.
Hulk Hogan?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, so wrestler. Okay. Right there. Yeah. Yep. Interesting. Mayor? Or no, governor.
Governor.
Yeah.
And he knew Nelly from back when they were kids.
That's right.
My favorite moment of that, we go to the Timberwolves game, like Friday night, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Timberwolves are awful. They're just getting killed.
That was like the Tom Gugliotta days.
It was awful. So so Nelly and I are sitting there watching the game, and it's about halfway through the third quarter, and Nelly says, "You want to go get a beer somewhere?" I said, "Oh yeah, I've had
please.
Enough."
Yeah.
So we start to excuse me. We're inch out. Guy grabs my arm. He says, "Tell Nelly I didn't leave the Super Bowl when it was 28-3. Oh,
all right, okay. Well then,
he knew who he was.
Uh-huh.
Back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Steve, you might remember me. I gave you a couple golf lessons in West Roxbury way back when you were on the big show.
Okay, thank you.
Indoor lesson, do you remember?
He was talking about it during the break.
Was he really?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
All I want to say is Steve Biasi is a pretty good golfer.
There you go.
Thank you.
I had two comments. One on Chad Johnson. Okay, as soon as they signed him, or the only way it's going to work is if someone's living with him. That's the only way it's going to work. And if it's not that, it's not going to work. That's my opinion. And I'd love to have Colin Kaepernick here. And I just go in by talent. Is he more talented than Brian Hoyer or Danny Etling or someone they might get in their position in the draft in the next 2 years?
Well, Peter, you know he hasn't been good for 4 years, right?
He hasn't played for two.
He hasn't played.
He hasn't played for two years.
He
wasn't good the 2 years before that.
But better than Hoyer and Etling.
We got an offensive coordinator, Josh Daniels. At least that's what, everyone says. And he did go to a Super Bowl.
So well, then if all you need is Josh McDaniels, you're fine with Hoyer or Etling because that's all you need.
Well, I'm just saying it's a good gamble. If because Danny Etling or Brian Hoyer, do you think they are going to be the page?
I think it would be a similar result no matter what. Right. I think they would all lose. Belichick and McDaniels would try to maximize what they had with those guys, but it would still end in probably a first-round playoff loss is what my guess would be.
If you think Kaepernick's bringing you to the playoffs, if there's a 2008 scenario with Tom Brady, if you think Kaepernick's bringing you to the playoffs, you're crazy.
Well, the other thing, too, is he also went – if you want to say he's better than Etling or Hoyer, I'll listen to you. But if you say he's worth more than what you might draft next year, that's where I completely disagree because that's where you might get your future quarterback. And the future quarterback – is not Kaepernick. No matter how highly you view him, he's
going to
be 31 in like a month. Like he is not going to be the future quarterback.
617-779-7937. Sometime next hour, we'll talk to Michael Irvin. We hope fairly close to the top of the hour. Dalen Keefe with Diossi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.